Good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for closing any gaps. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for closing any gaps. Hey, Shamana, how y'all doing this morning? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, we thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Father God, for transforming us. Hey, DeShannon, hey, Shanquita. We thank you for how well you love us and how you consider us. We thank you for a fresh start and a brand new mercy and brand new mercies. Oh, let me share. We thank you, Father God, that your glory is being revealed today. We thank you, Father God, that we are sensitive to your voice. We are your sheep and we know your voice. We thank you, Father God, that if there's anything that has clouded us from hearing you, that you remove those obstacles from our way. We thank you, Father God, for just fresh starts and new beginnings. We thank you, Father God, that there is nothing too hard for you. Ooh, come on. There is nothing too hard for you. We thank you, Father God, that you created us to overcome obstacles. We thank you, Father God, for the blessing of God is rich and it add no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, for fresh wind blowing on us today. We just thank you, Father God, for loving us even when we are not lovely. We thank you, Father God, for strength. We thank you, Father God, for peace. We thank you, Father God. You are so good to us. You just are good. You are good even when we're not good. And we just simply say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for just a fresh touch this morning. We thank you, Father God, that we won't have idle minds, that our minds will be filled with you and filled with your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we are anxious for absolutely nothing. We thank you, Father God, that you are opening the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Remove from us a stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. We thank you, Father God, for renewed mindsets this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you have made us more than conquerors. You created us to overcome. And so we just bless your name this morning. We just glorify you. We just magnify you. We just lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for just all goodness, all mercy, all your kindness that's being extended towards us. We thank you, Father God, that things are shifting on our behalf. Can I share with you what I've just, like, I really think that God speaks to me prophetically through song. Like, I just think when I'm in a season or when I have stuff going on, that God just will start just speaking to me, encouraging me, and lifting me up, like, through the music. And so there's a song, and it's by Tasha Cobbs, but the part that kept reframing or rephrasing over and over again was mountains are moving, like mountains are like that. That just kept replaying. Strongholds are breaking, like that just kept replaying over and over again this morning in my spirit. Mountains are moving, strongholds are breaking. And so I just began to declare that over us. Y'all know I pray in the bathroom before. Y'all know I pray in the bathroom before I get on the devotional for us. And so I was just this morning, Lord, I thank you that every mountain, woo, every mountain, every obstacle that has stood in our way, that you are moving it today, not tomorrow, not next week, like that you are moving it today in the name of Jesus. Whatever hinders us, whatever is trying to hold us back, whatever has tried to confuse us, whatever has tried to deplete us, whatever has attached itself to us and is draining us, All those things are being removed today in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You created us to overcome obstacles, to walk away from situations that we don't need to be attached to. We thank you, Father God, that strongholds are breaking, strongholds in our mind, strongholds that have told us we're not good enough, woo! Strongholds that have told us we are not worthy, strongholds that have limited our capacity to move into the more of who you are calling us to be. So we thank you, Father God, that it said, according to your word, that we could speak to the mountain, my God, and tell it to be cast into the sea. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, if the mountain is an infirmity, a sickness, cancer, a disease, fibromyalgia, lupus, sickle cell anemia, if the sickness is an infirmity, we speak to it now and we declare right now in the name of Jesus that our bodies be healed, be whole in Jesus' name, that every fiber, tissue, cell, I don't care if it's back pain, I don't care if it's your feet, that sickness, all manner of sickness and disease be casted up out of our life, that be casted into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. If the mountain is anxiety, woo, come on, y'all. This is the one that I fought for years, and it's getting easier the more I meditate my righteousness. So if it is anxiety, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that we speak to anxiety and that it's being casted into the sea in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Anxiety no longer has a stronghold on your people. For your word says, be anxious for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication. Make our requests known before you. And with thanksgiving, the peace that, that passes all understanding. The peace that passes all understanding will flood us. So, Lord God, we lend ourselves no longer to anxiety. And we thank you, Father. We are putting whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, if it's our marriage, if it's our children, if it's our finances, whatever it is, if it's our jobs, if it's our business environment, whatever has had us in running to what's not there, thinking ahead, trying to already determine the outcome when you're in charge, Lord God, we lay that at your feet and we speak to anxiety today and we tell it to be casted in the sea in the name of Jesus. If it is depression, Lord God, I don't care if it's been clinically diagnosed. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you take hold of depression. Woo, come on, y'all. That you take hold of depression. You are rested right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the mountain of depression that have kept, that's kept us listless, that won't let us move, that keeps us walking in circles. We speak to depression and we cast it in the sea right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for divine deliverance. Worry, you got to go there in the name of Jesus. Lack, anything lack, we are not supposed to have lack. God said he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. He told us we don't have to worry about anything, for he takes care of us because we're worth so much more to him. So Father God, where lack has entered our life and a poverty mindset to keep us in the same cycles, thinking that you can't provide for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to lack and we command you and tell you to go today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We will not operate an impoverished mindset, Lord God, that we will understand you to be the total source and the total supply of our life. If strife has been in our life, if strife is the mountain that has tried to make us immovable, to keep us into it with others, and contentions tried to keep us into it with others, we speak to you now, woo, and we cast you in the sea. We cast you out of our houses. We cast you out of our jobs. Woo, my God, there is freedom. Can you put that in the comments today? There is freedom coming today. We cast it right now in the sea in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are breaking and tearing down strongholds in our minds, Lord God, that have kept us wandering, that have kept us searching, that have kept us cycling, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for breaking those strongholds right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that your power is coming upon us right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that the strongholds in our mind, the things that have kept us repeating the same things over and over again, are broken today and cast in the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, breakthrough and freedom. Woo, my God, according to your word. For your word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we receive that by faith in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Can y'all just worship him for a second? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for the ministering angels, Lord God, that are ministering to your people today. I thank you, Lord God. Can I just, will y'all let me flow just for a few more minutes? Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for our harvest, like the spiritual harvest, Father God, but also our tangible harvest that comes just from being your children. We thank you, Lord God, that our fields are, Julia, are white unto harvest, and we release our ministering spirits to go get our harvest now from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. And Satan, you cough it up, you loose it, you let it go. We will no longer stand in a season or a position of delay. It is harvest time. We thank you for the souls that will be saved as a result of this harvest. We thank you, Father God, that you are unlocking doors today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us your very best today. Thank you, Father God, for showing us your very best today. Thank you, Father God, for our sons and daughters returning home. Thank you, Father God, for putting a laborer in their fields. We're not going to be heavy about our adult children anymore. We thank you for the ministering spirits that they're connecting with, Lord God. And like the prodigal son, they are returning home. They are returning to righteousness. They will hunger and thirst for righteousness. Father God, I stretch my hand towards every teacher right now that she will finish strong. Woo! That she will not get weary and well doing. That she will have the energy she needs today, or he needs today, to finish out the school year. I pray for God for every lawyer and every doctor who are in high, high positions, positions that come with a lot of stress and a lot of demand. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. I thank you today they will know a new strength. I thank you today they will know a new peace. I thank you, Father God, today that they are tapping into something that they've never experienced before. We plead the blood of Jesus over their mind, over their homes, over their cars, over their offices, over the operating room, over their patients' rooms. We thank you, Father God, that they will not lose one. We thank you, Father God, for the lawyer that has to defend the tough case. We thank you, Father God. You're giving them the peace, the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment, and the understanding. Lord God, I also want to lift up every entrepreneur today. Oh, my God. Those that have walked away from what people thought they should be doing to walk clearly into purpose. Those, Father God, that you are their sole source. We thank you, Father God, that you are causing their hands to prosper. We thank you, Father God, that you are blessing the work of their hands. This goes for business owners too. We thank you, Father God, that you are blessing their businesses today. We thank you for contracts. We thank you for new clients. We thank you, Father God, for doors being open, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they will operate in integrity and character. We thank you, Father God, for your hand being seen upon their businesses. I thank you, Lord God, so people will know they will walk with you. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand be seen upon this ministry so that people will know we walk with you. Woo! We thank you, Father God, for opening doors today that no man can shut. We thank you, Father God, my God, for your hand, for your glory being seen and got out of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you are ordering our steps. Now I ask you, Father God, to bring us, my God, in alignment with our destiny, and anything that is trying, any wicked device, any satanic trap that has tried to keep us from the divine connections and the divine relationships. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to go advocate for us, to speak in the ears. Father God, we lift up marriages today, Father God. No weapon formed against marriage shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, for husbands who will love their wives like Christ loves the church. And for wives who who will surrender and submit themselves to their husband. We thank you for restoring broken marriages. We thank you, Father God, for being help. And for those of us that are single, we thank you for the divine alignment for our spouse. Father God, we are divinely being aligned into our destinies, and there will be no hindrances. Lord God, I declare new marriages, suddenlies, doors opening, things that don't make sense, but our singles will know it's you. I thank you, Lord God, that our in our mouth is life and death. And we thank you, Father God, the power of our tongue represents you. We thank you for holiness. We thank you for financial increase. We thank you, Father God, for just blessing us this day, enlarging our territory, creating in us a clean heart, renewing in us a steadfast spirit so that we can steward the blessing you have for us. Let us be good stewards of the people you've given us. Let us be good stewards, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, 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 thank you. You got to pull on his power today. And how you pull on his power is through worship. Come on. Thank you, thank you. You can pause for just a second to worship him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are such a good Father. The more I see him, the more I love him. Like, the more I see him, the more I love him. And I'm not just talking about, like, the more I feel his presence in my life, the more I love him. Like, for real, for real. Like, the more that I'm encountering him and I know he's using me, the more I love him. And I don't want you to get discouraged. Sometimes it's hard to be in the right place, to do the right thing, to follow the voice of God. You know, his sheep know his voice. Sometimes it's hard. But the more that I come encounter and I experience him, the more I love him, the more I thank him for his faithfulness, his grace. And the more that I've realized, too, that it's really not about me. Like, every gifting, everything he has got me, because we can be self-centered. Like, we can show up and we can make everything about us, right? We can show up and we can get up in the morning and we make life so much about us that we make me miss every opportunity for God to be God in our lives, right? And I've just had to tell the Lord, I want to be selfish. I want to be self-centered. I want to lean into my own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not into my own understanding. I always tip over when I say it because it reminds me I'm going to be off balance when I lean into my own understanding. Lean into my own understanding in all my ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct his path, because my salvation, can I just give y'all this today, charge you up just a little bit? My salvation gave me new birth. And when my salvation gave me new birth, it brought me into a different place in the Lord. And I have had to spend time understanding that my new birth isn't a physical look. It'll show up physically, but it's what's on the inside of me, right? My salvation gives me a living hope for the future. Woo! See, y'all thought Jesus was just Jesus. That was Jesus. But your salvation gives you a living hope for the future. Woo! My goodness. So when I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it wasn't just, oh, okay, I ain't going to hell. No, it also gave me a hope for a future. It gave me, I can have a positive expectation that when I'm rolling, I'm rocking, I'm riding with Jesus, come on now, that he's going to see me through. So my salvation brought me into a better future. And the more understanding that I have, you can go over if you need a scripture reference, 1 Peter 2:5-8, somewhere in there. And the more that I begin to meditate and understand that my salvation is bringing me into, gives me a good expectation for the future, the more that I've decided, Let me put my rest and my trust in Jesus, then my rest and my trust in Lakeisha. John 10, 27 through 29, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And then I give them eternal life so that they won't, so they won't perish. So one of the things that I've really been working on, and I call it this dispensation, this season in my life, is not leaning into my own understanding, because when I do, it throws me off balance. So skip with me real quick over to Proverbs 3. Come on, we're going to go to the 5th and 6th verse. We read it, we talk about it. But what is really being said to us is, trust in the Lord. Will you trust the Lord? Come on, y'all. Will you trust the Lord? Will you trust the Lord? And we've learned before on this devotional, the Hebrew word for trust means I'm going to lie down and I'm going to put my full weight on him. Well, how I have seen it for me in the spirit is, because I'm a person that has always lived kind of on the edge, when I lie down and I put my full weight on God, then I chill. Even when it's difficult, I'm chilling. Now I have this thing now, there's nothing I can do. I've come to the tip. There ain't nothing I can, I can't make it up myself. I can't make it happen myself, especially on things that I know I've heard. God, Lord, I hear you. I know this is what you said. And if it's not, deal with the confusion. But in all reality and truth, I'm trying to put my full weight and trust. And so the Hebrew word means I'm putting my entire weight on something. Like, right, I'm believing that when I tell you I trust you, that this thing is not going to fall from without from under me. DeShannon, it's not going to fall. I'm trusting, Lord, that if this is what you said to me, even if it looks unfamiliar, it's not. I'm not waiting on it to fall. I'm not even looking for it to fall from up under me. I'm not looking for it to fall from with under me, because you're saying it. And when you say something, it's a yes and an amen tied to it. Woo! And when you say something, you're a God that's not a God that's going to lie. And when you say something, the word says that when you swear by yourself, self, you swear by none other. So when I'm putting myself in a position, then what I'm doing is, with my whole heart, because my heart is where my deep-seated belief system is, then I'm saying to myself, Lakeisha, let me just give you, I'm saying to myself, Lakeisha, like, you're going to have to trust God without exception in this season, even when it's hard. You're going to have to trust God without exception in this season, even when you don't have the resources. You're going to have to trust God without exception in this season, even when you don't understand the way that he's telling you to go. You're going to have to trust God without exception in this season, even when he doesn't necessarily tell you what's next. Woo! You're going to have to trust God without exception in this season, even when the move don't make sense. You have to trust God without exception in this season, even when the relationship don't make sense. So I'm trusting that the full weight of God is under the circumstance and in under the situation. And when I recognize that the full weight of God is with under the circumstance and within the situation, then I'm taking reliance off of Lakeisha. I can't afford to rely because my legs might give out. Woo! I can't afford to rely on me because I might faint, right? Because anytime I move ahead of him, I'm not waiting on the Lord. Woo! Come on. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. Well, if I'm not waiting on him, then guess what's happening? I'm relying on me. Well, I'm going to walk and I'm going to get weary and I'm going to run and I'm going to get faint. But when I put my trust on him without exception, what God is asking me to do, because it's an ask, it's an obedience. The highest form of worship is obedience. How we show Jesus who we are is through faith. So what God is saying is, hey, can you trust me completely so I can sustain you? Come on, y'all. Come on. We done learned this word sustain a million times. Here God is saying, can I Can you trust me with it? Can you trust me with the marriage? Can you trust me with the children? Can you trust me? He says, your own understanding won't support you. Your own resources won't support. When God has called you to do something so great, your own resources, the Lord, I love the Lord too, because now, Julie, you can't trust your eyes. They'll deceive you. The eyes are so deceptive. Like, right? So I love the Lord too, because sometimes he'll let us tap in, pull on our own resources, pull on all of this. And then we be like, I'm out of resources. Why you leave me? And he like, I ain't leave you. You just wanted to utilize your resources instead of tapping into my resources. So I was just waiting on your resources to run out so that I could come in and properly support you. Come on, y'all. Come on. So I could properly come in and support you. So I'm asking you to trust me in this circumstance and situation, because your own understanding that you have, it ain't gonna work for you in this season. Woo! Your own understanding for where you about to go, for where God about to take you, your own understanding ain't gonna work for you in this season. It ain't gonna work in your relationship. It ain't gonna work in your finances. It's not gonna work. Your own understanding for you ain't gonna work in this season, because in the rebirth, there's a new you that only God knows the path and the way. Woo! Right. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your hearts. Don't rely on your own understanding. And then it says, in all your ways. It really means, we talk about the one version says, acknowledge him. But it really means in all your ways, know him. Woo! My God. That means pleasing God, not man, not yourself. This is about divine order. Pleasing God. Come on, y'all. This means pleasing God. Woo! Pleasing God is the number one goal. Pleasing God is the number one goal. That's it. Not pleasing your... When we make statements, can I tell you something? And we don't know no better. When we make statements and we be like, oh, this is what I do this for. I do this for my family. I do this for my children. No. Colossians 3 and 23 tells us everything that we're supposed to do, we're supposed to do unto the Lord. So my goal becomes, and then those that are connected up to us will benefit the fruits of our labor. But the goal is to please God, because at the end of the day, people become fickle and switch up on you. So pleasing God becomes the goal. So I got to learn God in all my ways by consulting his word. Woo! I got to put your word on this. I got to understand what your words say. I got to operate in a new level of growth. I got to operate in a new level of maturity. Now I'm going to tell y'all something. And then it says, when you rely on God in all you do, he's going to make your path straight. God can remove the obstacle. It don't matter what the obstacle is. God can remove the obstacle when you make the decision. I'm going to rely and trust on him. In him. I'm going to put this on him, but so he can deal with the mountain. Because I don't physically. So he can deal with the obstacle. So he can deal with whatever's standing in your way. Right? So God can remove the obstacles. And it don't matter what it look like. He'll cut it up. He'll dismantle it. He'll blow it up. He'll shift it like he will. So I tell you something that just recently happened. And I told y'all, Judah and I have been in a strange season. And I'm giving you my testimony as I'm walking through it, because the Lord has me sharing this. And Judah knows I'm sharing. He knows. But we have been in a tough season together. Just going through trials together. Well, and Josiah's season wasn't like that. But Judah's older brothers, his season was like their season, right? Soon as they hit 13, just seemed like stuff, life be life in their life. Well, I felt myself getting frustrated in the relationship. I'm old school. Can I be honest, y'all? I don't like disrespect. I don't like haughtiness. I don't want you raising your voice at me. I'm just real old school in that area. But as I was dealing with him, the Lord started talking to me and saying, you're frustrated. And if you handle him in frustration, you're going to damage this relationship. Two, you're going to bring a cycle. You're not breaking the cycle of the situation, not breaking the cycle of the situation. And so I had to pause and pull on the weight of the Lord and say, Lord, you're going to have to give me the wisdom. So I've had to go really low and be really gentle. It's not that I'm not disciplined, but I'm being really gentle. And so last night, he was doing something that I told him not to do. I'm just being honest that he was doing something that I told him not to do. And normally, just being honest, after I would have been in a series or a string of struggle with you, my level of compassion would go right out the door. But because I said, Lord, I'm gonna trust you with Judah's life. Because I don't want the same cycles to be like it was with I hear you. I'm not gonna deal with him in frustration. I'm gonna trust you with Judah's life. So after he did what he did, I just kind of sat down on the bed, was talking to him, was rubbing his feet, asking him some questions. He admitted what he did. He admitted that it was wrong. And I just kind of laid back on the bed, took a deep breath, but I felt the peace of God overwhelming me in the situation. So then I come downstairs, get in my room. He gets in the shower. He comes back in my room and comes in and he just lays on me and gives me this biggest hug. Well, that had not been the space between us. If I discipline or say something to him, usually I get a whole lot of resistance. But because I made the decision to trust what God is saying to me instead of my written rules of what I think is right. Trust what God is saying to me instead of my what I feel is right. Trust what God is saying to me instead of what I feel is right. I made a decision to not rely on my own understanding. And a few minutes later, I saw the fruit. And it was sincere fruit. And it was a fruit of repentance. And there was humility there. And there was brokenness there. And there was understanding. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know if I've ever walked in that level in my life. Like, I'm just being honest. And I was sitting there and I was like, Lord, this has to be you. And he said to me, he said, but this is also the way, say, I hear you, Lord, of how I orchestrate miracles through my ways. So the seventh verse says, do not be wise in your own eyes. We'll never get to that part. The seventh verse says, and we're going to wrap this up. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Eighth verse. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. We go Proverbs 3:5-6. We'll get to the seventh and the eighth verse, which are powerful, right? So I'm not being wise in my own eyes. So I'm going to have to do this through the Lord. And then it's going to do something. It's going to bring healing. Woo! Not only to our bodies, but it's also going to bring healing to our relationships, right? It's going to bring healing to our relationship. Tina, that's important, but the lesson is really for me. That's important. We're dealing with that, but the lesson is really for me. Like, that's how the Lord has been dealing with me. Like, what he's going through is very important, but really the lesson has been for me. Because God is trying to carve out new paths and new ways of how I handle things through him. What he's going through right now is really, really real. Like, his brother's leaving, going to school. We're getting close to time for the death of his father. It's really real. But the lesson in this really is for me. How I handle him is going to set him up for his future. So I need to handle him through the Lord and not through Lakeisha. You can take that and write that with everything. You can put that on a whole lot right there. So, Lord God, arrest our hearts this morning. Woo! Show us the ways and places where we've been leaning into our own understanding. Remove the guilt, the doubt, and the frustration. Let us put our full weight and our trust on you and in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to tell y'all something. This stuff take practice. Stuff take practice. This takes sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, this takes sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. I wrote down something yesterday. When we go, there's three things happening when we're experiencing trials. One, your faith is being tested. Two, God is gonna wants the glory out of this. Your faith is being tested. God wants the glory out of this. And then third thing is you're being developed. Like you're being developed. So your faith is being tested. God wants the glory and you're being developed. Those are three things happening when you're experiencing trials. Where you really at is really what's coming out. Where and how you'll let God really lead you is really what's coming out. And then the situation may be like the children of Israel when he told them, he said, I harden Pharaoh's heart so that my glory can be seen, right? So when your faith is being tested, come on. Your faith in being tested, Sandra, it is. Raising men is a whole different experience. It's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different thing. Yep, being developed, being proved. Yep, Jericho, God wants the glory. Your faith being tested, he wants the glory. He's trying to, your faith, where you at is going to become real. What's in you is going to become real. And here's what I've learned. Humility is the way. And I'm in a season, again, of being more quiet. And I'm going to say this for y'all who always feel like you got to vindicate yourself. It's so hard when you feel like people are taking advantage of you or you whatever, and you feel like you got to vindicate yourself. Meditate for Psalms 37. Fret not thyself unto evildoers. Ask the Lord to help you to sit still. Yeah, Angela, go low. You're going to have to go low. You're going to have to go, like you're going to have to learn how to go low. Humility is the way to God's way to God's heart, right? Yep, learning how to be quiet. That's good. Yeah, Tina said something good. She said, leaning into our own understanding reminds us of a bike on a kickstand. It's up, but not straight. And it's actually unstable, right? It's up. There's more stability of the bike when it's supported right. That's good. Woo, thank you, Lord. Two things that the Lord places on your heart to give, to partner, you know, Cash App, LMJMINISTRY. We got Feed the Streets coming up in June. All the ways, things we do with single moms, all that stuff is on the website. Second thing is, y'all been buying them, keep getting them. 30 days of prayer. I keep getting testimony after testimony of how this book is impacting a person's heart to pray for their children. If you haven't gotten your copy of 30 Days of Prayer, go to the website. You want it. I promise it. Buy some copies. Give them to other people. People are getting ready to being so happy about getting the book. It's crazy. Like, people are so happy. People have been excited to receive it as a gift. Someone who bought 10 copies and messaged me and said it was a hit. Like, every mother was like, thank you. So it just teaches you to cast your cares on the Lord. Last and final thing, don't forget, we got the special classes for Pillow Talk coming up in July. Go on and get registered for those. Don't wait on those. We got different sessions on the website. If you have not accepted, my cousin Val said, give them to other people. Somebody said a great Father's Day gift too. Absolutely. A great Father's Day gift, because we want fathers who pray for their children as well. So don't think it's just for mom. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ, maybe you come in encounter with this devotional and you don't know anything about Jesus, but something caught your attention today. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is who changed my life. There is no one to the Father except through Jesus. And so I want to offer you an opportunity to make a statement of faith. And if you make the statement of faith, send me an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And I'm going to send you some resources and some materials. So repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. Can I bless your giving today? Father God, even if you're not giving today, but you constantly partner with us, let me bless your giving today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless every seed, every dollar, every prayer, every share sown in this ministry today, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, and we declare just breakthroughs in the financial realm. Thank you, Father God, that you overwhelm them with your goodness today, Lord God, that they'll see you in new ways, debts demolished, bills being paid off, royalties received. And this is a time and a season of overflow in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let someone else experience the love of God through you. And I'll see y'all back here in the morning. Y'all, we sipping at 6. It's so many good things going on right now in my life. This Saturday, I'm getting an award. I just can't even tell you about the goodness of God. But we thank you, Father God, for all your goodness. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 6. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God.